Hello there, everyone, and welcome back to Pink Milk, or if you're new here, welcome to Pink Milk. I'm your host, Brian, and I'm the creator, host, all of those things right here at Pink Milk, where we talk Star Wars queerly with a podcast, Husband and Husband, where I sit and talk Star Wars with my casual fan of a husband, Thomas, or, like you're about to watch a clip from, Pink Milk After Dark, where we talk Star Wars queerly with deep dives and a whole lot of thirst with my friends, Emma and Chase, who you are about to meet or see again. And we're not talking about Willow, though. We're talking about... Oh, my God. We're not talking about Star Wars. We're talking about Willow. This is why we're going back to Star Wars. I'm very hooked on Star Wars. I love Willow, don't get me wrong. But this is going to be your last episode of us talking about Willow because we're about to go on a break for the holidays and the new year. And when we come back to 2023, can't believe it's 2023, we're going to be talking Star Wars all over again on a new show. Less of a new show, more of a rebrand, new name of the show. Come back in January 2023, the second week, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we are taking deep dives into Star Wars all the way up until March, when our boy Din Djarin is back with his beautiful baby Grogu, and we will be reacting and streaming about Mandalorian Season 3. Our wigs are going to be flown, just like Bo-Katan's old wig flew right off because it was bad. Girl, it was bad. But without much further ado, let's thank our sponsor for this here episode, Manscaped. Thank you so much for sponsoring us. If you need to start 2023 with a clean shaved face, chest, maybe your balls, maybe anything downstairs, check out manscaped.com. And while you're there, I would suggest getting their big premium box, Lawnmower 4.0, ear and nose trimmer, ball toner, ball deodorant, a cute little bag to take with you to the gym or in your overnight bag. Maybe you're going to go see your other half and spend the night for the first time. It comes with a really cute little bag and it's great. I have to tell you, I love it. Never felt closer shaven down there in my entire life and it feels great. But thank you, Manscaped. Head on over to manscaped.com. Use code PINKBALLS for free shipping and even better, 20% off your purchase there at manscaped.com. Anyhow, without much further ado, let's see what we talked about last week on Willow Episode 4. It was very gay. We love it. Are you ready? Let's drink up. Hello, hello, hello. Let's get back into the groove of things. Sorry we are late. Sorry for no intro. Sorry for this ugly mug standing there staring at a computer screen, not realizing it was live.
You were live the whole time?
I don't think we were live the whole time. Let's hope.
The whole time? The whole time?
It's fine. It's fine.
Hi, Blake. Sorry, Blake. Okay. Hello, my friends. Yes. Hello, hello. How was your weeks? Let's hope they were better than this opening of this here show today. Emma, actually, we need to start with Emma because Emma's trailer came out today. What did you think? What's this movie called again?
65.
65. Okay.
And why is it named that
because
again?
Dinosaurs became extinct 65 million years before the appearance of man.
Mm,
yeah. I love it.
Okay.
Before the appearance of what man? One man.
Hominids.
Hominids. I like that. I like that. How's your week been?
Actually, you know what? It's been a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Okay. I tried to go see White Noise in the theater because there's like three theaters in Montreal that are playing it before it goes to streaming in December. And I tried twice in the same night and both times it did not happen. So on Monday night, I was dragging myself around the freezing cold city of Montreal trying to go see White Noise. Didn't work. So one time I missed my showing because the pharmacy took too long to fill Sarah's prescription. And the second time, oh no, Buck. See, this is.
You better not hope. You better hope that Buck isn't calling in to throw some. I forgot we had those. Where have I been?
And then I went to a later showing because Sarah felt guilty because she was indirectly responsible for me missing the movie. So she was like, oh, is there a later showing? Uh-oh. And I looked one up and there is one in the Jewish quarter at the mall, at this like little tiny mall there. But I got there and they were like, yeah, one of our projectors broke down. And so we had to ditch one movie tonight. And that's the least popular one.
And they chose your movie.
Girl, the universe is telling you to not go see this movie at the movie theater. Do not do it.
Oh, no. I have tickets for next Monday night.
Do whatever magic juju you need.
It's at a different theater, so we don't have to worry about projector breaking or whatever.
Okay. Channel in your Laura Denham.
Bonus. It's at a theater that's going to be showing it with French subtitles, which I love. So,
oh, that's great. That's great.
I love watching movies with French subtitles. I did the same thing with Annette. I ended up at a theater that had French subtitles and it was a pleasure. So, a good thing that happened was, we did our Secret Santa gift exchange at work. And one of our coworkers is in Italy right now. She's working remotely from there and she sent bombolone for us to eat that were so delicious. I could not even deal.
Father, House of Gucci. That sounds amazing.
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure it's going to be great. Chase, how about you? How was your week, my friend?
Week was fine. It's good. It's fine. Nothing much to report on. I finished my holiday shopping, which is good. I did some shipping today. And yeah, it's good. Nothing crazy to report.
Yeah. Inside jokes here, people. Inside stories that maybe will come outside one day. Hello, Tet Pink. Hello, Blake. Hello, Rebecca. Hello, Hope. Hello, Crystal. And hello, Bucky. Don't forget, this evening we're going to have a call-in show here in a little while after we talk about some Willow. And I'm very excited to see some of your beautiful faces right here on the screen, hopefully, to talk about Willow, Star Wars, holiday plans, whatever. Pink milk, whatever you want. We're just going to have a little hangout because we are getting ready to go on holiday for 2 weeks after this. This is our last stream. For the next few weeks, we're going to spend some time with family and friends, do all of those things, and we will see you again in the year 2023. It's crazy to think that it's 2023, but we will be officially celebrating our third year of podcasting in 2023. Yes. I'm very excited. Things will be changing. Including this live stream. This live stream will be live on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just like it always has been. We will be getting back to Star Wars in 2023. And lots of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But you will only be able to see the stream live while it's live. And then we will be cutting the streams up into a few different YouTube episodes, except for our patrons. Our patrons will see the live stream, so if they miss it, they'll be able to get the whole thing. So there we go. We're very excited about trying this new experiment, though. I think it's going to be fun. And oh, yeah. You know, if you've been listening long enough, you know I like to give myself more work, so that's what I'm doing with this whole thing. But I'm very, very, very excited. And also, Tom and I are going to be live on video on Patreon too once a week, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be everything. Yes, truly. I cannot wait for that. I think I'm going to have to join the Patreon.
You know, the patrons are going to be served with Tom's handsome face. He's very good looking.
Yeah,
he really is. For.
Absolutely.
He really is.
Yeah, totally worth it.
Yes. Very lucky, man.
Yeah, $5 a month to see that mug.
Exactly. Yes. I feel bad. You know, that I do feel bad because for 15 years, he like traded down to this. Like he could have had someone so much hotter than me. But
no, oh, Ryan, you're a great team. You make a great team.
Oh, yes. Yes. That we do. That we do. And that's what he got, I guess.
Yes. Anyways,
it's all
and
good.
That's worth a lot.
It is. I love my honey. He's wonderful. Okay. Are we, do we want to talk about Willow? Let's talk about Willow for a little bit. Emma, I want to start with you. What did you think is last week?
I know. Last week, not great. Didn't grab me. This week, oh my gosh, had me eating out of the palm of its hand. I was so nostalgic. It made me so nostalgic for Buffy. Like, there was some serious, like, Scooby Gang shenanigans, haunted house, you know, messing around, breaking people up, bringing people together. Yeah. Like, it was great. It really reminded me of that. And it felt very familiar and comfortable to me. I find that the character of Willow is still kind of an enigma. Like, I wish I understood more about his motivations and his goals. I mean, other than defeating evil, because that's kind of a two-dimensional goal. In my opinion, like, I feel like they could flesh that character up more. But on the other hand, I did really appreciate getting more magic and lore, you know, which is one of the things that I said was missing earlier. So I feel like, you know, like learning about like what the blood of the six was and all that stuff, that was great because that was exactly what I was talking about. I wanted more of that and I got more of that. What else? Oh, Borman's jokes were amazing. Every single thing that Borman said, I was here for.
And agreed.
I found it a very satisfying episode. And I mean, Elora continues to dazzle. Like, oh my gosh, she looked better than ever in this episode.
Yeah, it's because she had the right shirt on. She took the cloak off, which is great. Don't get me wrong. I love the needlepoint, the crocheted top.
No, she wore it for quite a bit. She did have it off for a while, but near the end, she had it on again. I think
she needs to show those laces off.
She looked amazing, and I was here for all of it.
Chase, how about you? I hope everyone watched Chase's wonderful video on AKA That Gay Jedi on the YouTube channel, glowing about Willow, and I loved it. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. It was fun to just gush over the show. And I got in the new little sweatshirt, which is very exciting.
A great sweatshirt. Did you say it's poofy too?
We love it. Well, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna show you. So the bottom part, that little bottom part is like puffed on, if that makes sense. And then right here, the Hero Lies Within is embroidered in like gold thread. Gosh. It's such a pretty sweatshirt, super comfy one.
Is it new?
Big fan of it. And they have like different colors. It's new. It's from Heroes and Villains. They did like a little retro Willow merch, and they have a lot of really good stuff on there. Not sponsored,
but if you want to, aka That Gay Jedi.
But if you want
head on
to,
over to their YouTube channel,
That Gay Jedi.
Oh my god, it is That Gay Jedi.
Okay, I love this episode. I agree with M. It was very Scooby Doo, and the way that they incorporated like ghosts and the way they visualized ghosts to me was a very, very exciting thing. It was one of the coolest representations of like ghosts and paranormal magic that I've ever seen in media. I really, really loved it. And what a great way to sort of like incorporate visuals from a movie that was filmed so long ago, because obviously like the juxtaposition of having something like grainy and like older in film wise versus this gorgeous HD show. So it was really creative the way they did that. I also will say, it also gave me Bowser Castle vibes, which I appreciated. The Nintendo Kid of me really has to Castle vibes.
I have to interrupt real quick because last Friday, the patrons and I, we hung out on
on Discord and we played some Mario Kart, and Bowser's Castle was back from like some like N64 and stuff. So we were all playing the new I learned this word when we did our Star Wars Lego video game episode. DSL, DLC. It's not DSL, but DLC. I like DSLs better. DLC. Okay.
DLC for sure.
Okay, there we go.
And I will say I found it to be interesting. I found it interesting learning a little bit more about Willow and like how he's really projected this image of himself as like someone who blasted Bavmorda out of the sky. Cause it kind of like, it's a really, where I assume it's going is that it's going to be a really nice moment of, listen, sometimes we learn lessons and sometimes we have to learn them multiple times, and that's okay. Because he learned in the first movie that, you know, all he had to do is be himself and he could slay. And I think he's kind of lost that. I think that the narrative's kind of got away from him. And now he feels like, well, I have to put up, you know, I have to keep pretending that I was like, I'm this great sorcerer that defeated her with that. But it's like, yeah, she slipped and like messed up her spell, but she slipped and messed up her spell because he had the courage to be himself. And I love that. And I can't wait to see the way that shakes out down the line with
you. You know, I agree with you, especially with, we're going to jump ahead. But he says a line, he doesn't say anything to Laura. He says, maybe you will be a great sorceress one day. Like, he really is like projecting a lot. And he's expecting her to have all of this training and all of these things that she clearly doesn't need, because Kit Kat gave her a break of her bar and was like, girl, you grew that Eckleberry bush and it was beautiful. And you have everything you need. And I love, like, that cornball ending was everything that I love. And this is what you were speaking to a lot in your YouTube channel. But like, there's just this wholesome innocence to like, just believe in yourself. It's very rainbow bright, very like 1980s. Like, like it's great. Yes. It's great. And you know, actually, now that I'm talking out loud, I still hate the music at the end. Like, also, Black Hole Sun, everyone should find Chibo Matto's cover of that, CIBOMATTO, because Chibo Matto, one, is amazing. Two, that cover is great. But you know what they should do at the end of each of these episodes? Actually, they should only do Spice Girls covers. Like, girl power all the way through. That's all they have done.
That would have been so great to have like a theme like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Imagine Spice Up Your Life at the end. That was like the big, like, hot Sia, hold tight. I mean, come on, I would have been there for that.
Okay, anyways. But they would have had to cut out the problematic racist
Spice Up Your Life
lyrics.
Wah, wah.
This is me, okay, feminist killjoy. This is what you signed up for.
And you know what? I'm going to sign up for it every day because I love you.
Absolutely.
I am with y'all. Like, last week's episode, the front half didn't work for me. The back half was amazing. And I really loved all of this episode. I loved the hocus pocus feel of the whole thing. Chase, I'm glad you brought up, both of you brought up like the horror stuff. I was like, oh my God, I was excited to see Willow do a horror movie. And this is what Willow's version of a horror movie was. And it was charming and creepy without being scary. It was like, it was so good. I really, really loved all of it. Borman here forever. I loved listening to Jade talk about Ballantine and how much he meant to her. And you know, like, it was heartbreaking. But we need to talk about the most important thing for me that this episode brought. And that is, this show continues to slay so hard with representation. This, for me, is how it's done. It's beautiful. It's perfect. It isn't like, look, we're stringing out the gays for you. They are just there. They exist. Everyone in the world knows they exist. And they are just there. They're not special. They're not like anything. And when Borman says, I love this line so much, but it wasn't my favorite line. I have one line that was more of my favorite, but Borman, like, you know, they're Jade and Kit are crushing on each other and doing all this and the thing, and they're like, you know, He wants in the door and say something that only you would know. You two totally have the hots for each other. And then in typical, wonderful, as Chase so beautifully pointed out in the first two episodes, young queers, we're not really that. No, we're not. But it was not like, yeah. But again, like perfect representation because they did not deny that they were gay. There was no like, we're not queer. I like a boy. They didn't put any of that in. They're like, no, we don't. And it was such perfect, quintessential, trite, like, two lead characters that like each other, but we're not going to say we like each other until the end. And it was so perfect and it made me so happy.
Yeah. I could not agree more. And I also, by the way, Borman also like talked about his partner, and it could have been anything, but it was just nice to hear him say partner. Like, I don't know if he meant his partner in crime or his like actual partner in life, but that was also good. And then also like, even like when he was like talking to them in that moment in the closet, when they're like, or in the potions room, I don't know, the supply closet. But when he was like, you know, I've been the last time, the last person I was like physically close or intimate with, do you know what I mean? Or intimate with in terms of like, you know, proximity. But the both of them thought it meant intimate as in like sexual. And it's just so fun because you can just tell that fluidity is a huge part of this universe between the way, like just by how people talk, which is, I think, a real power of the representation that you were mentioning, Brian. It's just, it's embedded in it. You know, it's a naturally queer, natural. I mean, the world, I think in all of our opinions, is a lot queerer than it's allowed to be. I think it's the, you know, the structures that kind of keep the queerness from coming out. So it's cool to have like a fictional world that is as queer as nature is, you know, which is great.
Because it's queers cool. are part of nature. Everyone get over it, get used to it.
Yep.
We need it. Yep. You don't even want me to go in science land about why we're here, in my opinion, but whatevs. We're not going to do that. We'll save that. We'll save that for another day. Okay, but my favorite part, and that's why I had to come in like a young lesbian again today. Not that anyone could tell, but this is my lesbian outfit.
I can tell.
Thank you. My woodworkers. I still like to call them my lumberjanes, my lumberjack queens. I loved so much that Allura just said they were having lunch outside of their little cabin. Like, they're again, they just, like, they were together. And it was there, like, to me, that is what I want from representation. Like, that's how I want it to see. I don't want it to be made a big deal. I want it to just be genuine. And I think this show, it just, like, honestly, it made me incredibly emotional, that line. Because I mean, they were great anyways. And it's also, it was so great to see, like, older queer people that like they were allowed to be older, and like you could tell they had a history to get all of it. It was just like, and she talked about her dad, so clearly like the family didn't mind that she was a lesbian. Like, I was just like, all of it is, oh my god, like it was honestly I think I pulled a Chase and I cried in a willow.
I cry all the time. I don't know what it is,
but it was so good. It just made me so happy. Like, that is how it's done. People,
I agree.
beautiful. I have a question about what's going on at the end. Where did Eric wake up? Why is he standing on what reminds me of another song you should listen to? This is going to be like another musical episode. Everyone, after the stream, go head on over to Ever Again and listen to Robin and watch the video for Ever Again, because it's beautiful. Yes. And all of that concert that I think Chase got to go to that I've never even seen, my queen live ever. But she has, like, she's dancing around in dirt. In sand with like heads of sculptures, and now he's walking around in dirt and sand with like big sculptures. So he's getting Ever Again vibes. But I can almost bring anything back to Robin in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. Yes, you can.
Because she's a queen and she's perfect.
And she's underrated.
You know what? Nope. I'm gonna disagree with you. Only because she doesn't want to be. I remember listening to an interview where she channeled I love me some Robin's, like, honestly, adult Brian would not be adult Brian without the self-titled album of Robin. Because, and I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, Robin taught me that I could be cocky, a nerd, and still super sexual, and all three of those things can exist, and you can be like humble and cocky in like a fun sort of way without being a jerk. And I try to channel that every single day, and that is why that album is probably my favorite album of all time. But she said, I know I'm good enough to be the biggest pop star I want to. I can write a pop song if I want to. And this is where I want to be. I like this is where I like to be.
I
was
like,
you go, girl.
Yes! And I believed
her. No, this is where I like to be.
If she wanted to like take over the world, she could, but she just likes where she is. And that's, hey, very Willow.
100%.
She's like, I'm just going to be exactly who I am.
Great.
Yeah.
So, Emma, where do we think Eric is? In Robinland. That's what I'm going to call it from now on.
I think he is technically still trapped. I mean, just because he's not in like a cell doesn't mean that he has any escape from whatever interdimensional realm he's in. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he's in like a sort of in-between place that he can't escape from.
Oh my God. Hi, Haley Dragon. I don't know if you've ever been here before, Haley, but I'm happy that you're here as well. So hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay. Yeah. No, I wonder if he's in another realm.
Yeah. That's what I think.
I think he is. If remember when Kit looks so much like their brother this episode. There were like some close-ups where like they really just looked like siblings, and I loved it. But when Kit walks close up to the tapestry, you can kind of see the Blood of the Six, like inducting Bavmorda into their cult. And there's a huge structure. It's the same structure that that Eric looks up at. So he was clearly placed there. And I don't know if like maybe the crone left there to go get, you know, the other sibling, but maybe they just left his cage unlocked. I don't know. But basically, I think he's at that. I think he's at like that temple, and that's like where they're going to bring Kit over, and they're going to like use both of their blood to
bring Bav back.
I wish they would, girl, but they won't. They're not going to bring her back. But I know. But like, I wish they would, just because she's so iconic. She's so good. I want to see that crown every minute, every day. Like, it was good to see this episode, though. Happy with that.
Anything else that we want to talk about? Oh, that whole vision.
Brian's so excited.
I really am.
Hold on.
I love my sting.
I am too, girl. Okay, I'm so excited.
When Alora, and let me tell you, I loved that so much. I loved when she's like, Kit, of all people. It was like, this show is so trite, but it loves itself so much, and it believes in itself.
It loves itself. Like, that's such a way to put it, Brian.
That you're into it, you buy it, and I love it. You know, or if things didn't have that kind of self-love for themselves, like you could just dismiss it. But Chase, honestly, like your video like helped a lot. And you know, you said similar things last week, but then like hearing it again and you elaborated on it even more really like helped me just like, the show really does love itself. It knows exactly what it is, and it's unabashed about it.
I love that.
And as a queer person, that's the way I want every single queer person ever to feel, as much as we can, and we should be able to feel that way everywhere. I don't know. It brings out maybe that little baby queer in me also that was like maybe dangerously like out in the open.
Yes.
I'm still here. But like, you know, like I really... I really, really love it. And I do love this message that, you know, Willow lost it, but Alora's bringing it back. And so when she was sucking the moon juice out of Grayson.
As Weirman said.
Love it. So does he have evil in him already? Did he really push his brother out, or is that more the spooky ghost tricking her?
No, he said he got sick, and that's how he got his scars the first time. And I think it's because like the crone or some sort of darkness did possess him at some point when he's a kid, and probably pushed his older brother down off the tree so that he could have power. But it was like the evil that was telling him he wanted the power, so he killed his brother, I think, is what we're assumed to believe. But I love where we went with Alora in this episode, because she went from like really looking to outside sources and outside people for that affirmation and for connection, and she lost it with Willow and with Grayson.
Because she's like, wow, Haley corrected us.
Grayden isn't giving her the full story, and on top of that, you know, Willow is also not giving her the full story. So she's like expected to show up in this way, and everyone's lying to her. So it's really kind of fun the way we left her.
Yeah, I agree, because I need to see her hit some boss bitch levels. Like, I'm ready for that.
You know, it's coming.
It's going to be so good. Yeah. I will say, I think maybe my one critique of this episode was I did love Jay talking about Valentine.
Right.
But I wish that maybe we got a little more with him before he got corrupted.
Yeah.
Because like, he was great. He was great. Because I remember being really bummed that the old man went with him. The other dude that died pretty quick. I was like, oh, I like the other guy better.
Who they did not mourn in any way, shape, or form, by the way.
Oh. Yeah, if this was Star Wars, we all know the internet would have been like, in my life. All complaining about it.
I noticed it right away. And like the thing is, like, he had pledged himself to the twins, to Kit and Eric.
Yeah.
Like, from the time they were born. So you think that they would have a closer relationship with him, but they were just like Kit was just like, eh.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's kind of Kit. Kit is like that. She, you know who Tit is?
A lot to learn.
Kit. Did I just say what I think I did?
Tit.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's fine.
She'd probably say thank you. I feel like she is that entitled 20-something liberal arts schoolgirl who doesn't realize she's privileged because she's on Twitter talking about everybody else and calling everybody else out on their stuff and not realizing.
Yeah.
Even my children, who just said this the other day to someone on TV because they're pointing at someone, they need to realize three fingers are pointing back at them. I was like, oh, my children are the greatest in the world. But that's who she is. I feel like she is that really entitled girl who has no idea that she's entitled and tries to do and is a good person and does all the right things.
Yeah.
But is not very self-aware.
Yeah, I agree. It's a really fun character to have. And I think that like that combined with her brother's like just kind of like airiness and not really like all the way checked in, like just both of their privileges complement each other in a way that I think is very exciting for siblings. And I can't wait to see where they go by the end of this season.
Me too.
Hopefully one of a million seasons, by the way.
I hope so.
I would love Willow forever for the rest of my life. It's so comforting.
We don't know. Did we decide? Is this, I forget. Does anyone know if this is 6 or 8 episodes? I keep forgetting to check. We keep mentioning it like every stream.
It's 8.
It is 8.
I committed it to memory. It is 8.
Okay. I need this show to end with Kit and Jade getting married. That's what needs to happen.
Girl, do you think it's going to go that far? I hope it
Hell
does.
Yes, it will. I want Allura and Eric to get married at the end, like in a big fancy thing. And I want Kit and Jade to go elope.
Well, I think Allura might end up with
Graydon. I was going to say, there's a thing between Allura and Graydon that's happening.
Oh my God, oh, I'm really here for that.
The chemistry was really there this episode, like big time.
And because I think it'll be really cool because like Allura is going to be like this new sort of queen figure. And he like has always rejected monarchy and rejected sort of like being like stepping into that role. But it's cool because he's kind of realizing how much of a king he can be and how much of a good leader he is. She's also realizing her power. And so the two of them, I think, will be the ones to kind of come
and
together.
And he has magic too, right?
Because she doesn't need to marry Eric. He's an alchemist. So he's very smart. And I guess he has magic. He performs magic.
I guess that he has magic. Yeah. I don't know if he knows he has magic yet, but I feel like he's going to have magic.
Yeah, I think they've hinted at him being a sorcerer or like going to become
a
sorcerer.
He's very smart and he's very book smart. And this is a world where like magic can be acquired through learning and books, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lotions and potions.
Yep.
Oh, God. You know, yes, because I loved like she was a little cook girl. Like she worked in the kitchens, remember? And she's like putting all that to test. And she's like, well, go get these things. Shut up. I know what I'm doing. You need like.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what? I love this episode. I'm so glad this episode came today because I feel like as on cloud 9 as I did with the first two episodes. It was like a warm and fuzzy blanket. It was very cold here in Arizona today and I really needed it.
Can I just say really quickly? We haven't seen the sun in like 5 days now and it's a real not a great thing. But it was fun because today was the first day like no sun didn't bother me because it's like pouring rain outside. It's cold. It's dark as heck in the middle of the day. And I sit down to watch Willow and it's like a haunted castle episode. I was like,
And I'm back. Chase,
thank you for sharing your story about gloomy weather being perfect for this scary, scary episode of Willow. Willow, thank you for being so damn gay. Thank you for being so open about how gay you are. We love it. Star Wars, take a lesson from Willow. But, you know, we got the Acolyte coming out. It's going to be so damn gay. Sorry, people who don't like the gays. We're coming in with our lightsabers, and we will chop you down. Mm. Thank you for listening. As always, we appreciate you. This was our last show on the live stream until the year 2023. It's the holidays. It's a new year. We're taking a little time off. Can't wait to get back into Star Wars. Like I said, we will be coming back into 2023 with some Star Wars talk, and I am thrilled. There's a lot of new things coming in 2023. So if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to the channel and hit the bell for notifications, because there's gonna be like a lot of content coming. I don't know what to do to myself, but I'm gonna love it, and I love hanging out with you. I love talking Star Wars. Also, if you liked what we did, or you've been enjoying what we do and you just haven't done it yet, it is a new year, and maybe you should start your new year off with maybe one less cup of coffee from Starbucks a month. And you can join our Patreon for $5 a month. Check the show notes below for all the goodies that come there. We have the greatest community. Our Steam Queens are wonderful. Happy New Year to all of the Steam Queens. So check out Patreon if you are so inclined. I appreciate it. I have a lot planned for 2023. So your patronage helps me pay for all of those things a lot, because let me tell you, this is not cheap. But, you know, whatevs. I do it because I love it, and I love all of you and all of the things that all of you have brought me specifically. So until next year, let's do this for the last time. Let's go ahead and drink up. Bye, 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 bye.